Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and it's great that you're here with our program again. Now in our studio, we have David Morris, a pilot with British Airways. Hi, David. Are you looking forward to the interview?
Hi. Yes, I am, actually. I love talking.
What we want to do today is to find out a bit about your new job, what you have to do, and how you're getting along.
Well, where do I begin? My name is David Morris, and I am currently living in Barcelona. I am single and 32 years old. My family has always been related to aviation. My father was a military pilot. I have been working as a pilot for British Airways for 4 months, and it is a very exciting time for me. Previously, I flew for a number of smaller airlines in England, but I always wanted to fly on international routes.
So, what exactly is your current job?
I am what is called a reserve pilot. This means that I don't have a regular workload, but I am a backup pilot. In case one of the more senior pilots gets sick, or something goes wrong with the airline's plans. So I am on call, most of the time, waiting for my pager to go off.
What happens when you do get paged?
I have to get to the airport as soon as I can. I have to have my uniform and luggage packed all the time, so that I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. I usually have to be at the airport within 75 minutes of receiving the call.
Well, David, being on call all the time must make things difficult for you. Doesn't it drive you crazy?
Sometimes I get a bit annoyed, especially if I'm at a restaurant or watching a movie. But I also know that it's part of the business of becoming a first officer and that all the other pilots have been through the same education process. You have to start somewhere if you want to get to the top in this business.
How long do you stay on reserve? Do you get any time off?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Usually, I have a few days on reserve, then a few days off.
I see. Do you have a flat in Barcelona?
Well, I share a flat with two other reserve pilots. It's not a bad place, but the problem is that we're never there at the same time. It's almost impossible to plan meals or activities together. It's a real pity because Peter and Michael are great guys, but we're lucky to share a cup of coffee once a week.
Do you need to do more training at this stage of your career?
For pilots, there's always more training. Everything changes constantly, and you need to be aware of it all. But at the moment, it's pretty quiet. I did a 3-month training program before I came here, learning about the company and our particular regulations and procedures. Then we had a final flight test, or line check, as it is sometimes called. Now I have an endorsement to fly A320s. Now that I've made it, I realize everything isn't plain sailing, and I'll have to keep working hard to progress.
Well, it all sounds very thorough. Thanks, David. That's been very informative.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and it's great that you're here with our program again. Now in our studio, we have David Morris, a pilot with British Airways. Hi, David. Are you looking forward to the interview?
Hi. Yes, I am, actually. I love talking.
What we want to do today is to find out a bit about your new job, what you have to do, and how you're getting along.
Well, where do I begin? My name is David Morris, and I am currently living in Barcelona. I am single and 32 years old. My family has always been related to aviation. My father was a military pilot. I have been working as a pilot for British Airways for 4 months, and it is a very exciting time for me. Previously, I flew for a number of smaller airlines in England, but I always wanted to fly on international routes.
So, what exactly is your current job?
I am what is called a reserve pilot. This means that I don't have a regular workload, but I am a backup pilot. In case one of the more senior pilots gets sick, or something goes wrong with the airline's plans. So I am on call most of the time, waiting for my pager to go off.
What happens when you do get paged?
I have to get to the airport as soon as I can. I have to have my uniform and luggage packed all the time, so that I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. I usually have to be at the airport within 75 minutes of receiving the call.
Well, David, being on call all the time must make things difficult for you. Doesn't it drive you crazy?
Sometimes I get a bit annoyed, especially if I'm at a restaurant or watching a movie. But I also know that it's part of the business of becoming a first officer and that all the other pilots have been through the same education process. You have to start somewhere if you want to get to the top in this business.
How long do you stay on reserve? Do you get any time off?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Usually, I have a few days on reserve, then a few days off.
I see. Do you have a flat in Barcelona?
Well, I share a flat with two other reserve pilots. It's not a bad place, but the problem is that we're never there at the same time. It's almost impossible to plan meals or activities together. It's a real pity because Peter and Michael are great guys. But we're lucky to share a cup of coffee once a week.
Do you need to do more training at this stage of your career?
For pilots, there's always more training. Everything changes constantly, and you need to be aware of it all. But at the moment, it's pretty quiet. I did a 3-month training program before I came here, learning about the company and our particular regulations and procedures. Then we had a final flight test or line check, as it is sometimes called. Now I have an endorsement to fly A320s. Now that I've made it, I realize everything isn't plain sailing, and I'll have to keep working hard to progress.
Well, it all sounds very thorough. Thanks, David. That's been very informative.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.